Hiring potential versus experience. If you are a hiring manager, I am sure you've come across this particular issue. If you're a candidate, you most certainly have faced this. How does the hiring process accommodate the need to assess and hire the potential in people rather than just filling the position or need right now? This is particularly true when hiring creatives on or into management levels, especially when hiring externally into a company and its structures. It can become very difficult and a complex endeavor. If you look a bit deeper into the complex world of hiring creative management, you will quickly realize four main questions. Do I know where I want this open position to be in the next few years? Do I have the right hiring process in place to recruit the candidate with the best potential? Do I hire a candidate with great management potential or a great creative? Do I have an internal structure in place where these potentials can be supported and developed? Of course, all of these questions can be equally adapted for a non-managerial position, but it's important to understand that we are moving away from a hiring culture that requires a lot of input to an environment where internal creative teams get smaller with a stronger focus on intellectual property and USPs. This is, of course, partly caused by budget pressure, but also by the fact that the design experience plays a more and more important role in the process of mobility design. Let's go further into what these questions actually mean. Do I know where I want this open position to be in the next 5 years? This might sound very simple, but a lot of positions are filled to accommodate the immediate need of a company. We should, however, ask ourselves what we would like this position to become in the next, let's say, 2 to 5 years. If it's just a short-term fix, we have other options. Instead, we need to make sure our selection process becomes future-oriented, which will have a serious impact on how we hire for that position. Don't get me wrong, experience and past accomplishments are a good indicator, but they also look into the past, not necessarily in the future. Do I have the right hiring process in place to recruit the candidate with the best potential? Hiring for long-term gains means we must look differently at candidates applying for positions. This does, however, require more information on the candidate than normal to be able to assess the potential to develop. This can sometimes be the argument a hiring manager may use to hire a candidate they know. But don't be fooled. It also means they know what the applicant cannot do, which can also be very helpful. Is there a further qualification tool that helps the hiring process to determine the best possible fit? A neutral assessment is often the best way forward, which also explains why a lot of positions are still placed with the support of headhunters or other intermediaries. Do I hire a candidate with great management potential or a great creative? On the hiring side, this is probably the toughest thing to admit. How many of you hiring managers have hired or even promoted a highly talented designer into a leadership position, knowing they might not have the full potential to lead a team? There's no shame in it. A lot is down to the fact that progression, mostly in salaries, is bound to a management path and not necessarily on a skill path. And sometimes the decision may be to promote someone with a great talent to a level that might not be a great fit rather than to lose them. What is often the challenge is to find people that can think both creatively and logically. A 50-50 mix is pretty much ideal. Few people can combine thought processes, and spotting these people can sometimes be even harder. But a good manager and leader should be able to make such a decision for the best of the products and the company. Do I have an internal structure in place where these potentials can be supported and developed? Once you have hired your new high-potential colleague or promoted an internal candidate, it is not just enough to allow them to grow on their own in their new environment. Are they being given the tools to lead, to make the best possible decisions for product and company? Once you have spotted a leadership talent, it must be nurtured and supported to achieve new heights. This can be done via training, coaching, workshops, and many other things. Examples are new management methods, cultural input, and so on and so on. And it should be a continuous process. Leadership and management are a mix of talent, but also training and constantly working on it. The job is to foster creativity, and this is not only done with a sketch. Hiring potential requires a shift in mindset to how you approach your hiring process. But the benefits of a strong management team that will lead your business into the future will no doubt outweigh the effort to do this. In the show notes, you will find the link to this discussion on LinkedIn, and we would be absolutely happy for you to join in.